You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There are about 32,000 islands in the Great Lakes. About 30 of them have year-round residents, folks who stick it out through the long, cold winter. Now, Great Lakes Islanders are banding together. They're creating a coalition to work together to solve the problems and challenges that they share in common. Michigan Radio's Rebecca Williams joins me now to talk about this. Rebecca, how did this coalition come about?
This is called the Great Lakes Islands Coalition, and it's the brainchild of John Allen and Matt Pricer from the Michigan Office of the Great Lakes. They modeled it after an islands coalition in Maine that's been up and running for a while. And back in September, the first ever Great Lakes Island Summit was on Beaver Island. And there were more than 70 people from 12 different islands in the Great Lakes who came to this summit. And the whole idea is to bring people from these isolated, far-flung places together because they have common problems that they can work on.
I can imagine. Those of us who, you know, have lived on the mainland our whole lives could never imagine. What are some of the challenges of island life?
Yeah, it sounds pretty idyllic.
It does.
For those of us who visit only in the summer. But if you live in the winter, you have to think about stocking up on food. Food costs more on the island. Then there's transportation. You have to work with the ferry schedule until the ferry stops running, and then you're looking at flying, and you can't fly if the weather's bad. Some kids can only get to school by plane in Lake Erie, for example. And so those are just some of the practical issues. And then there are much bigger things that people told me they were concerned about, like aging in place. As people grow older, do they have the support systems they need? Daycare is a big issue on islands, not having enough affordable housing, and jobs, of course. All of the islanders I talked to talked about jobs. Tourism is, of course, the big economic driver on islands in the Great Lakes, but that season is really concentrated, and so people end up taking on a lot of side jobs if they don't have regular work. So they're looking at turning their homes into bed and breakfasts or doing construction and kind of cobbling things together. The other huge issue is healthcare.
Oh, I can only imagine.
If you need to get emergency medical care, let's say. Lisa and Russ Broll live on South Bass Island in Lake Erie, and here's what they told me.
We have a paramedic, and we can also buy membership in a Lifelight insurance. So Lifelight comes here pretty, can get you off the island pretty frequently. And we have volunteer fire department and EMS, which I used to be a volunteer EMT here on the island, too. Just about everybody's taking their turn at one time or another.
Middle Bass, they didn't have any ambulance, so they load you in the back of a pickup truck to take you down to the airport to fly you off in a helicopter or Lifelight you off.
And they do have an ambulance now, but as you can see, there are just a lot of practical challenges to living year-round on islands.
What's at stake in all of this?
A lot of this is about maintaining a way of life that's been in people's families for generations. I talked to Pam Grasnick. She's the fourth generation of her family to live on Beaver Island. Here's what she told me.
I believe it's the communities of islands that make islands special. And I think that's what is at risk through all of this, is that without certain types of support systems in place, there are fragile communities that may well go away.
And she says a lot of people who've chosen to live on islands might not have extended family nearby. And she made a point to me that has stuck with me, which is that a lot of us go and visit islands for tourism, for a vacation, but you have to take care of the people who live on those islands too.
There has to be just something that's hard to put into words as far as what draws and keeps them to living on those islands. And it's worth the sacrifices.
Yeah, I think so. And I ask that question to people, too. Why do you come back or why do you stay here? So many people just talked about that community, that sense of place, but also the security. You know, people don't lock their doors. You know, they know everybody, which has its flip side, too. But also just that sense of independence that islanders have of doing things on their own, which is interesting with this project because they're relying on other people. They're getting some help from the state to get this going. People love their independence, and they want to do things by themselves, but they see, you know, we can make this a little bit easier, too.
Where do things stand now with the Island Coalition?
They've had their first conference call, and they're planning a summit for next year on Madeline Island in Lake Superior. And they're starting to get some projects rolling. They've gotten ideas from each other, and so one island's looking at starting a daycare center. Mackinac Island and South Bass Island in Lake Erie are talking about doing a basketball tournament where they fly kids from one island to the other.
Well, you can hear lots more about this topic on today's Environment Report. Rebecca Williams, thank you so much.
You're welcome.